A cold front came through our area yesterday and last night with a round of rainfall. Today that front has pushed to our south, and the front itself pushed that very warm air, that summer-like air we had on Wednesday, out to sea. What we are dealing with now is more typical of springtime, so even though it has turned cooler across our area, temperatures are still way above normal for this time of year. And overall, we head into the weekend with very pleasant temperatures on both Saturday and Sunday. Both days will be well above normal. And I don't see any major cold outbreak in sight, at least for the next 6 days or so. There is some potential, possibly the week after next, we see some cooler weather, but by and large, we're looking very pleasant on the thermometer as we work through the next several days. Now, having said that, it will still turn rather cool tonight. We'll have temperatures that fall back into the 20s and 30s across New York and western New England. Clouds have been a bit slow to break through today, at least across especially the higher elevations, but as we go into tonight, high pressure will build in and that will tend to clear things out, so it will turn clear but chilly through the night. And moving into the day tomorrow, that high pressure area will be in control, so we're looking for bright sunshine, and it's going to be a nice mild day, a very pleasant kind of April-like feel across the region. As temperatures come up into the 50s to right around 60 degrees, don't forget that tomorrow night, we move to daylight saving time, so the clocks will go ahead 1 hour before you go to bed, though most of our devices are automatic anyway, but you may have a watch or something that you'll want to remember to change. And moving into Sunday, we are looking at sunshine during the morning, but as the storm system draws closer, clouds will increase through the day. There might be a shower Sunday late in the day, especially across the far south, but it looks like the rain will generally hold off until after dark on Sunday, which happens to be pretty close to 7 o'clock with the new daylight saving time, and then the showers will be likely Sunday night into Monday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy and colder, with lows in the 20s to around 30, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. For tonight, mostly clear and colder, low in the 20s to around 30, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly cloudy and colder, low 25 to 30, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, mostly clear and colder, low 26 to 34, and for tomorrow, mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the 50s to around 60. Region-wide on Sunday, increasing clouds, chance of a late shower across the south, with highs in the 50s to around 60, and on Monday, mostly cloudy with periods of rain likely, cooler, with highs in the 40s to around 50. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.